Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm Rebecca Miller. I'm your guest host today for Project Independence in You, along with our co-host, Jerry Pratzman.
Good morning again.
Good morning again. And our wonderful guest, Hal Bach. How you doing, Hal?
Hi, good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So we were talking baseball.
Absolutely.
Hal is an author and recently book Banned, that's out. And I think just want to make sure we get this out there. Banned is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And how else can people get this book? Because it really sounds terrific, Hal.
Bookstores will order it. You go into a bookstore and ask for the book, they'll order it for you. And I love the Cubs book that I wrote, but I also love this book. It's a quick read, and it's a lot of interesting stories. I just had a great time writing it.
Really? So what's another kind of memorable story that comes from there, one that you really couldn't wait to write about?
Well, there are a lot of players who have been banned from baseball, but not only players. We've had owners banned. We've had all kinds of support personnel who get themselves in trouble. But my favorite is a team physician who got banned. That goes back to 1908. The Cubs and the Giants were in a very big race down to the very end of the season. It's the famous Fred Merkle incident. Fred Merkle forgot to go to second base.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And caused a lot of trouble for the Giants, and forced a playoff game at the Polo Grounds. And now baseball was really getting hot in the nation's psyche. And so there was a lot of excitement about that game, the playoff game. The Polo Grounds was jammed. They had 55,000 seats in the Polo Grounds, and it was jammed. And it spilled out into the streets. There was a fireman who got up on the L to look down the elevated subway, and he fell, and he died.
Uh-huh.
And the fireman's name was Henry McBride, and somebody else took his place because there was an empty spot. That's how electric the area was. And while all of this is going on outside the ballpark, in the bowels of the stadium, the Giants team physician, Dr. Joseph Kramer, approaches an umpire named Bill Clem. Bill Clem was probably the most famous umpire in baseball history. And Dr. Kramer goes up to him, and he's got a fistful of bills. And he says to him, "This is yours if you make sure that the Giants win this game." And Bill Clem was outraged. He said, "Get out of here." And he did not comply. But what he did was report the bribe attempt to the authorities, baseball authorities at the time. And Dr. Kramer became the only team physician to be banned from baseball. So it's a unique position in the history of our game.
Did any of the players ever challenge the rights of the commissioner to ban them?
Well, I mean, you can appeal.
No, I mean, going beyond baseball, going to the courts, for example.
No, I don't think so.
That never happened.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball is a very unique activity. Mm. I mean, it's got a commissioner, and it had league presidents. The hierarchy was very set.
Mm.
And when you agreed to play baseball for a contract, you agreed to play within those restrictions. And there are rules. I mean, in every clubhouse that I've ever been in, and I've been in many, there is a sign that says, "No gambling, no betting on baseball."
Mm-hmm.
And it's very clear. In fact, they now have it in Spanish because there are so many Latino players. So there's no question about betting and gambling on baseball. You're going to get in trouble.
Well, one of the famous bet situations was Pete Rose.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Pete Rose was one of the greatest players in the history of our game. Nobody, and I mean nobody, had more hits in his career than Pete Rose. 4,256 hits. That's a lot of hits. But Pete Rose was also a gambler. He loved to go to the track and stuff like that. And he would bet on basketball games in the off season, or football games in the off season. And finally, he came around to betting on baseball games. Hmm. Well, that's a no-no. And as soon as it became evident that he had been doing this, he was banned from baseball, banned for life. And he has applied for reinstatement more than once. He's now been out of baseball since 1989. Now that's, if my arithmetic is correct, 28 years.
Right.
28 years, people, murderers get reinstated into society after serving time in prison in less than 28 years. Pete Rose remains out of baseball. And I, in my mind, if you go to the Hall of Fame, you take your grandson to the Hall of Fame, and he says to you, who has the most hits? And you say, well, Pete Rose. And he says, well, where's his plaque? His plaque is not here. Well, his plaque should be there. I mean, he served his time. He was not the nicest character in the world, but he served his time. And he's now 75 years old. It's time to let him back into baseball. Not as a uniform player, not as a uniform manager or coach or any of that, but as a goodwill ambassador.
Yeah.
And to put him into the Hall of Fame.
Right. I agree. Yeah. I think he's due too. I think that he should be in the Hall of Fame. I think we have some players currently today who are in the Hall of Fame who, you know, there were some shenanigans, and he should be due the same honor as being in that Hall of Fame. So if anybody's listening to this radio show,
Should be for his baseball accomplishments.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute. Character. They just put Homer Simpson in the Hall of Fame because he had a famous, there was a famous cartoon with Homer Simpson, Casey at the bat. It was Homer at the bat. And they just, in the last month, have put a plaque in Cooperstown honoring Homer Simpson, a cartoon character. Well, if you can honor Homer Simpson, a cartoon character, you can honor Pete Rose, who had 4,000 hits.
I think that was well said. I have a question. We talked a little bit about when baseball first started. You could barely make a living, and that's why a lot of players had to go to these kinds of illegal activities or whatever they had to do. When was the turnaround? Because I remember, like, it was before Reggie. I mean, when did it all of a sudden turn into astronomical paychecks and
free agency?
Yeah.
Marvin Miller, and there was, I had a lot of work involved in that period of time. I was covering baseball, and I spent a lot of time in courtrooms, and I spent a lot of time in rooms where negotiations were going on. The Baseball Players Association hired Marvin Miller.
Around what year? What time was that?
1975, 74.
In the 70s, right.
In the mid-70s. Mm-hmm. And there was something called the reserve clause in baseball. The reserve clause meant when you signed the contract, you belonged to that team. Until that team either traded you or released you, you were that team's property. And that's like slavery in the United States. We've done away with slavery. And that was Miller's argument, that anybody is a free agent. Anybody can change jobs in society. You can go to work. You mentioned Robert Hall Clothing. You could work there, or you could work in another clothing store. Bonds was a clothing store.
Right.
So you could move from job to job. Why can't you do it in baseball? And it took a lot of hardship on the part of the players, on the part of Miller, on the part of the union. But eventually, the reserve clause was dropped. And so free agency came into baseball, and it meant that you could teams could bid for players. And you mentioned Reggie Jackson; he was one of the first, and he signed a contract with the Yankees for, I believe, it was $3.75 million. It was described as a king's ransom. $3 million today in baseball is
chump
peanuts.
Yeah,
right.
Like the price of a ticket.
Yeah, almost. So free agency was the turning point in terms of salaries. And now it's, as I said, now performance-enhancing drugs. A couple of years ago, a player named D. Gordon, who plays for the Florida Marlins, won the batting championship, and he immediately signed a $50 million contract. $50 million contract.
Unbelievable.
With his team, and then immediately got himself suspended for 50 games because he was taking performance-enhancing drug. So that's what happens.
That's some business, huh, Jerry? It's... So that was in the mid 70s. So who's like today's kind of most recent band players, and what's, I mean, is there a future for them?
Well, there are a couple of instances. We had last year a pitcher named Chapman, Aroldis Chapman, who pitches now for the Yankees, got himself into some hot water because he is alleged to have hit his wife or his girlfriend, and he shot a pistol and stuff like that, and that was frowned upon. They gave him a 30-game suspension. At the same time, Jose Reyes, who now plays for the Mets, took a swing at his wife, and they gave him a 60-game suspension. Currently, this season, the Mets relief pitcher, Familia, Jerris Familia, got a 15-game suspension because of a spousal abuse case. And right after that, a player for the Pittsburgh Pirates named Sterling Marte is now serving a 50-game suspension because he did some performance-enhancing drugs. So it's a continuing litany. It just continues. There will be more suspensions in the future. There will not be more banned books. That's just the last book.
Okay.
Do you think this? I'm sorry.
We're coming down to a minute, but maybe we could end on a high note about baseball, because there's a lot of good...
Well, yeah, I think more and more people are watching the game than ever before, though.
It's the most... It's more popular than it's ever been. There's no question about that.
And we tend to be forgiving of players who've stepped across the line.
America is a land of second chances. So a lot of players are welcomed back. Fans cheer for them because they want them to feel good and do well for their teams. So Sterling Marte, when he's finished with his 50-game suspension, will be welcomed back by the Pittsburgh fans, and he's a good player. So
you're right. Don't keep a good man down.
We have like 20 seconds left. I wanted to thank you. I knew that we were going to want to have more time with you. Christina, Hal's got to come back, okay, even if you don't have another book we want to talk about.
I'm always happy to come back.
We like to talk about ball on here, right, Jerry?
Yeah,
so
absolutely, right.
Again, thank you so much, Hal. We look forward to having you back on the show. Band is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and we will be back with Carol O'Neill from the EAC, WCWP.org.